Good evening, everyone, or should I say good morning, afternoon, whatever time you're listening. You are tuning in to Ladies Night, the podcast for moms, episode 2. Thank you for tuning in to our second podcast. We are very excited to be coming back at you all. I'm here with, you hear baby T in the background. He's turning up on a bottle back there, getting baby milk wasted. And I'm also here with Lex and Miss Nika, baby.
Don't mind my son back there.
I know, right? And we have our libations in full swing, but we're still keeping it very responsible because that's what moms do. And today we are talking about work-life balance and balancing motherhood as well as your life, your job, friendships, relationships, and everything that goes into that and the stress that comes from that and the reward that comes from that because, you know, when you have a lot going on, sometimes, you know, that means your life is the shit, you know? We ask life, God, to put a lot on our plates. Can't get mad when we're full. So we are here talking about that today, and one of the reasons I will say I started the Ladies Night podcast is because my life definitely lacked balance. I felt like a lot of the time I was just going to work, coming home, being a mom, cooking dinner, you know what I mean? I might have a glass of wine, then go to bed, then wake up tomorrow and do the same thing, and I got to a point where I'm just like, I just wish I had someone to just listen to my problems at the end of the day. That's all I need. It's just somebody to vent to. But really, it's more than the vent to. It's, you know, we need something to break it up or else we just get lost in the cycle of this is what I'm supposed to do and I'm doing the right things, but that's all I'm doing with my life. I'm not really living or having fun. I'm not even smiling through the process. I'm just here doing what I have to do.
Through the motions, trying to make it.
Right. So we are talking about that today. And I think it's a really important topic because I think it has a lot to do with mental health. And mental health is kind of taboo in the Black community, particularly with Black women, because we don't always take care of ourselves. We want to take care of everybody else. And so I just think it's really important for us to talk about something for us to address. And so just to open up the conversation, I will just ask, what's the first thing off the top of your head that you guys do to de-stress?
I watch TV.
You watch TV.
I also watch TV.
I know, right? Me too. What do you watch? Is it a stress-free program or are you watching something that's like...
I watch Love and Hip Hop.
Girl, that's not a de-stressor.
But you know what? I think what it is one, I feel like we all have a little sophisticated ratchet in ourselves.
That might be true.
Yeah. But for me, it's like, it gives me like, you know what? My life really ain't that bad. Because look at them. You know? Like, right. You know, like maybe I could be a little more appreciative. And I don't, personally, me, I like to analyze people and relationships and all that. So like, I'll sit there and watch this be like, with this whole Rashida and Kirk thing, I'm just
the
like
social work being.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Right. I just love to analyze stuff.
I got you.
And Terrence be watching with me. I know that's probably horrible, but
right.
He be watching it right with me. Like, oh, okay.
I'm a TGIT person. Shonda.
I'm also TGIT.
Oh God.
Yes.
Scandal, Grey's Anatomy, How to Get Away with Murder.
So I couldn't get
Damn.
With Grey's.
Real
so many seasons. But I do watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. Yes.
Grace came out when I was in high school. If I'm going to watch TV, I'll probably watch, well, my number one de-stressor show is Sex and the City. I have all the DVDs. So if I just want to be like in a girly mood and I just want to pretend that, you know, I'm living the Carrie Bradshaw life and I got Mr. Big flying me out, I'll turn it on and just... Yeah. Right.
Okay. I love Sex and the City for a good laugh because they're like, just all the characters are just hilarious and the way they say stuff, I love Sex and the City.
And it's woman TV.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so woman TV. It's just like, they talk about sex, they talk about drinking, Miranda had the baby, you know what I mean? So it was just, it's very womanish and it just puts me in a different state of mind. But I really don't even watch TV that often to de-stress. If I'm going to just come home and try to do something to de-stress, I'm probably going to get in the bathtub and take a hot bath and just like sit there until the water gets cold and then empty it out and fill it up again.
Yeah, I probably watch TV like once or twice a week or when I'm at work on my lunch break or something. Mm-hmm. Usually if I'm de-stressing, it's after I put the kids to sleep, mm-hmm. and I'm literally just sitting in the bed on my phone.
I know, right? Like, how quiet.
On social media or texting one of my friends or talking to one of them, but it's just, I'm just enjoying the silence.
I too love a hot bath. And exercise, I feel like, does help, because I can, like, you know, I'm just, it's like any, like, I'm just putting all that energy into something else that's going to be positive. So it's like taking my focus away from stuff. I think a good thing to do is just kind of like zone out. A lot of people say this, and it's very true. Don't bring your work home. Right. Like, when you get off work, be off work.
Definitely not.
Ooh, and you know what else? Cooking. Cooking helps me de-stress. Cooking helps me de-stress. Just cooking in the kitchen and creating. I just go grab some random stuff and try to put something together. But just watching the meal come together and knowing that my belly is about to be full and it's going to be good, that helps me a lot.
I love to listen to music when I cook, or do just like any like soft R&B, or just in like 90s R&B. Just, or like however I'm feeling in that moment, I just like to kind of, you know, just vibe out.
I don't know about cooking, because I got to a point where I was cooking almost every day of the week, and it was just like, okay, this is too damn much.
Which is why I'm trying to meal prep now. Cause
right.
Coming up, because it's hard to, that's what my biggest thing was. Okay, come home from work, got the baby. The baby, of course, wants to be off underneath me, mm-hmm. but I gotta eat. So, okay, give him his bottle, and hopefully he take a nap. So then, okay, I'm gonna try and cook while he take a nap, but then he don't sleep for long.
Right.
And he don't wanna be, he wants to be held, or mm-hmm. wants to be up underneath mm-hmm. me. So then it's like, go I'm on. Trying to cook, he's screaming. Right. I eventually was like, okay, I'm just gonna have to tune you out, because mm-hmm. you're just gonna have to cry it out, because yeah. I can't. Like, I just, and all it was literally, I pick him up, he stopped crying. I'm like, there ain't nothing wrong with you. Yeah. So it's like, I'm just going, I have become stronger mama in that regard.
Right, I swear.
To not pick him up as much.
I swear, it's hard, but I feel you. But yeah, cooking sometimes. I remember, the crazy thing is, I love to cook, because it's like, y'all like to experiment in the kitchen. I like mm-hmm. to taste new things, mm-hmm. and you know what I mean? And try new recipes and stuff, but it's just like, after every day, I think that's the balance part that I don't have, because mm-hmm. it's just like, this is too much, you know. We're gonna get a pizza tonight, or I'm gonna throw a pizza in the oven because I'm tired.
Get a salad from Wendy's today,
right? Right. Chop up some onions and peppers and throw it on there. Some fresh garlic. Throw it on there.
I would say Pinterest has saved my life in the cooking department, because I didn't realize how many dinners you can make just throwing on like a cookie sheet pan,
right?
And, mm-hmm. and baking in the oven, be done like 30 minutes,
right?
30, 40 minutes at the most, including prep time. I'm like, where was this all my life?
Right. Well, my mama was complaining about how she had to do all of this.
Like, I remember I made this one dish off Pinterest, and if y'all want to try it, it's really good. It is chicken breast stuffed with asparagus, and then I doctored, you know, I did the recipe, mm-hmm. and I had to doctor stuff up and my little taste, and it came out so good.
So you gonna bring it for us next time?
I should. I will make it. I will definitely make it for us.
I know, right?
So y'all should so try good. It. Are you gonna make it so we can?
I will definitely make it one day. Definitely. Like, I had to make it again, because it was so good.
I definitely appreciate that. So one of the things people always say when people get pregnant is like, okay, get prepared to not have no friends.
Because, right.
You know what I mean? Because it's like you're sitting at home for 9 months while nobody's pregnant but you, and everybody's partying. Then once you have the baby, it's like, you know what I mean? It's more mm-hmm. sitting at home with the baby. Do you guys feel like you lost friends throughout your pregnancy and throughout motherhood?
I can honestly say I did not. Me and one of my best friends from high school got pregnant at the same time. And then my college roommate, she was just really supportive. It mm-hmm. it did suck watching her and my other best friend go out. I was like, this is bullshit.
Right.
They were very supportive, and I had like each group of my friends threw me a baby shower, and I'm still friends with everybody who I was friends with today. I mean, back then, I'm still friends with everybody.
That's good.
I love it.
I know, right?
Okay, for me, I really didn't lose friends because of the pregnancy. I lost a couple friends due to other factors. But overall, mm-hmm. I will say I have had a very supportive group of friends. Like, when I found out I was pregnant, I immediately text like two of my friends, like, y'all, I think I'm late, you know. And one is funny. One of my best friends who's my Shout out to my godmother, Lauren, for my baby. Her name's also Lauren, too. She and I circle each other. So I was like, she was like, girl, you ain't get yours yet? I was like, nah, bruh. I was like, I think I need to take a test. I was like, something ain't right. She's like, you should have got yours. But I was like, yeah. I know. So I was texting her, our other friend. We have like our own little group thing. I was like, y'all, this test is positive. I don't know what to do.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's like, you know, when I let other people know, like, just kind of like slowly but surely, it's like, okay, like, hey, you know. Yeah, I'm pregnant. And it's funny how some of my friends just knew. Like, my best guy friend, who's my son's godfather, he was like, you turning up? I was like, nah, I ain't gonna turn up for a while. And immediately he was like, you pregnant, ain't you? I was like, how do you know?
Right, because he must have been like, but you a turn up queen. Or you didn't even say it for a while.
I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Right.
So, yeah, like, I have friends calling and coming over and checking on me. And, you know, there's like, you need to get out the house. It's like, you know, just really been really supportive. And I do appreciate all of them very much so. I'm sorry, my baby's yelling. Hold on. But yes, I would say overall,
As far as me, you know what? I don't think I've lost any friends once I got pregnant. I think during the pregnancy phase, first of all, everybody's really excited and everybody's like, oh my God, you're pregnant. This is so exciting, right? We'll always be there for you, and this is our baby, and we're going to do this, that, and the third, and climb mountains and fly to the moon, and we're going to bring stars to your baby shower. And I think that as time goes on, I don't want to say people forget, but it's just like, it's not that new thing for people anymore.
Especially like when you've had it and the baby is like getting older, they get less excited.
Right, the baby's whining and getting on everybody's nerves and stuff. And it's just like, okay, this was cute while you're pregnant and it was cute while your baby's little, but don't bring that crybaby over here no more.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So I do feel like I became people's birth control. Like, oh my gosh.
Right.
So, like when they watch me going through stuff like the sciatica and the heartburn, it was like, ooh, girl.
Right. Yeah, so definitely, I won't say I lost friends, but I think there has been a change. And I, you know what? Me never having a babysitter, I feel like that causes people not to call me and ask me, do I want to go out?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it does make me feel some type of way when I see people out, and I'm just like, I guess I know I never have a babysitter, but you didn't even want to call and ask me, you know? Or like, if somebody calls and asks me to be the babysitter, and I'm just like, hey, you know, I didn't want to go. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I don't think I've lost friends, but I think there's definitely been a change in how people treat me and in how I treat them in turn, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? And I hate to say it like that, but I guess it's just the way it is.
I don't know. It is, you know?
Yeah. I think one of the things for me is like, you can't do spur of the moment stuff anymore. Like, say, like, even if you're not thinking about
that's
going out, and
me.
You just be sitting home like, dang, I'm bored. And then all of a sudden your friends text you like, hey, let's do this. Okay. You can't be like, I can't just. Because you can't ask someone to babysit last minute. Because people feel like, well, why are you asking so last minute? And that, it's like, dang. So it's like, okay, I feel like I have to ask. Unless it's someone like I know that's usually free most time, I feel like I have to ask for a sitter at least 1 to 2 weeks in advance just to make sure. Not too far advanced to where people forget, but close enough to where people know what they're doing.
Right, for real. I agree. I definitely agree. And, I mean, I don't know. I just think it's weird how people kind of change once you have a kid.
But I have not experienced that as a mom. I really haven't.
See, and that's what I was thinking when y'all were saying that. I'm just like, why is it me that has this experience?
I feel like it could be just everyone's different. Like I said, I lost a couple of friends, not due to me being a mom, but just a whole other situation in general. Mm-hmm. But what another friend had explained to me, and I was just like, I don't understand why this happened. Like, I can't believe was like, you know, I think what it, and I, she made a good point, like, when you become a mom or a parent in general, you know, you got the right mindset about it.
Right.
You know, like, the stuff you used to tolerate before, you're not going to tolerate anymore. Right. Like,
you don't have time.
Yeah, you just don't.
There's
just
so
like,
much shit going on.
It's like, okay.
Like, I wish I would deal with that.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you don't want to be my friend no more? Okay, then fine. You're not here for me and my child? Okay, cool. That's okay. Like, right. It's going to hurt, but I will be okay.
Right, and there's so much other stuff going on, I probably will forget about you. You know what I mean? So I'll pass you on the street. I'm probably going to forget.
Facebook like, oh. but I really haven't experienced that. Like, I've been pretty blessed. I still get to go out at least once a month, and that may not seem like a lot, but I still get to go out from time to time, and my friends come up here and visit. They came up here for Trap House, my friends from Kentucky and that I went to college with.
That's what's up.
And my mom always said, you know, as long as you're doing what you need to do, if you ever want to go on a trip or you need a babysitter, you know, you can count on me, just as long as you're doing what you're supposed to do. So I guess I'm just lucky.
See, my mom is the complete opposite, because she's like, I'll babysit for you, go to work, and that's it. I'm just like, damn, nigga, can you help me out with something? And I know I'm happy at work.
Help me.
Right, please. I'm over here drowning. Yeah. And it's just like, it'd be months at a time that I go or I don't go anywhere. And you know what? So I got to a point where I had got used to it, and it really didn't bother me. I would just come home and maybe drink a little bit and smoke a little bit and have a friend over or something, because I was just like, this is my reality now. And I just have to accept it. You know what I mean? But I think the most frustrating part about it for me is to have friends that say stuff like, you're so boring. All you ever want to do is sit at home, or, you know, why don't you come over here and do this? And I'm just like, I don't have grandmamas and aunties and cousins and all that to, you know what I mean, keep my kids. So, of course, when I get off work, I don't want to pull up and bring my kid and come sit at your house for a few hours. I need to go home and clean up and, like...
She's going to start acting crazy because she's sleepy. Right. So she's going to get on your nerves.
So it's just like, I hate when other moms don't get it. And it's just like... I love to see somebody with a blessed situation, but to my friends, I just be like, shoot, recognize my situation and don't try to make me feel bad about it, you know?
Yeah.
I would say, like, for me, I'm kind of like, it's like, what has helped me is I've had friends, like, just help out, like, you know, with stuff, but then, like, I've had, like, friends' moms. I've met a lot of friends from IU that are from here, and, like, their moms have been like, you know, if you need a sitter, just let me know, like, we'll help you, like, whatever you need. So, like, that's extended my support circle a little bit more, because majority of my family does not live here. They all live, like, in Pittsburgh on the East Coast, and my mother and grandmother are in Richmond, and my mother is disabled, has been for 4 years, and my dad and them are in Pittsburgh, and, of course, they, you know, and my family, my mom's side, like, basically everyone is far away, and I have some cousins here that I have helped out. They have been tremendous help as well, but, like, at the end of the day, as far as, like, I don't have everyone right here with me. So the fact that, like, my friends and, like, their parents have, like, helped out to be that extended circle has been truly wonderful. You know, like, always asking how am I doing, and, like, you know, just let me know if, like, I need anything, just call. Like, my aunt Nugget is like, you need to send him up here for the summer or for a week or two. That's fine.
You're like, can I send another 2-year-old?
And then, like, my son's, his father's mother's like, we got a grandparents. We'll take them anytime. Right. So, you know, it's just like, I just appreciate it, just like having the extended help, since, like, I don't have my direct family to be, like, right here with me. So it definitely does make a difference, I will say. And at first, I think at first I was like, no, I'll be able to do it. Like, I'm still only an hour away from home. I have my cousins here. I have friends here. But I'm not gonna lie, it's like, whoo,
I know. I think I wrote you on Slack once. It was like, girl, take that help when people offer it to you. Take it. Because it comes in handy. Yes. You need it. Like,
I never hesitate to take the help. Man. I'm on these kids.
Right.
Me in Vincennes, because my family lives in Kentucky, so we meet halfway sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I never hesitate. My little sister was talking to me yesterday. She was like, Nika, what you doing this weekend? And I said, what you doing? You trying to babysit?
Right.
And she said, yeah.
I'll meet you.
I ain't going to say, are you sure? What time you want me to bring them?
Right. I know that's right.
I will say, like, sometimes it's like, I don't want to ask people too much. Someone don't want to seem like, dang, she always going out. It's like,
whatever.
No, not really. Like, I really do stay home. I'm probably, like, during the week, I'm home, except for choir rehearsal and church and work. Like, that's really.
Girl, I ain't never got no babysitter, and I'm still always asking.
I'm just glad you got to go to choir rehearsal.
I was like, but the good thing is, I was like, you have such a good baby, which he is. It's just he's spoiled. Yeah,
with his little top knot.
Yeah. Right. He sits in choir rehearsal and he looks around everybody, enjoys the music. So we do good. Like, I can honestly say my baby, he doesn't cry a whole bunch. He's fussy with the teething. But overall, like, he really does good and, like, public setting, unless he's just really sleepy or really buzzy.
Wait till he get older.
I know, right? The terrible twos gonna hit, and I'm just like, Lord, give me strength right now, Lord.
Give me strength of the switch, please.
Right. And now I don't feel like, I'm like, I know he only, like, he's not a year old just yet, but I'm like, I feel like I'm already starting to discipline, and I'm just like, should I keep? I'm like, no, he understands no. So if he understands no, he's
look at him looking in.
Like, he can get a tap on the hand. It's okay.
Right. I tap Hunter up all the time. And I don't feel bad about it. Mm-hmm. So do y'all think y'all saw your moms having like work-life balance?
No.
Damn. I don't think I saw mine do it either.
No. She went to work and she came home and she went to sleep. And she went to work and she came home and she went to sleep. And she cooked, but you know,
right.
She did the same thing every day.
That was my mom too.
I don't know why I do this, but I try so hard. I have two kids, y'all, a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old. And I try so hard to make it look easy. And mm-hmm. I don't know why I want to do that to make it seem like I'm not having a hard time. But I had my son my senior year of school, and I graduated with honors just because I'm an overachiever. Mm-hmm. And then I had my daughter a year later. And here I am in Indianapolis being a single mom of two kids, just still trying to go out, still trying to have fun, still trying to go to school.
What's wrong?
Just doing the most.
What's wrong with that?
I don't see no problem. Sometimes I feel like I'm doing too much.
Yeah.
But...
And it's like, when you become a parent, you already have so much expectation and all these standards you have to meet to make sure, like, you have the bills paid, to make sure he or she has what they need, the diapers and everything like that. So then it's like, if one thing falls through the crack, it feels like, oh my gosh, I'm a failure. Yeah.
Another thing that it is with me is that I like to prove people wrong.
Yes,
and people always say that being a mom is so hard and that you're not going to have a life. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, let me show you. You can do it all. But like Shonda Rhimes said, you can have it all, but just not at one time. So like if you're excelling in one area, if you're doing good at work and you're doing good at school, then you're probably missing bedtime or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, but absolutely. I do like to prove people wrong and be like, okay, I'm going to be a mom. I'm going to be sexy. I'm still going to have fun.
Right.
So.
Right. I want to achieve my goals and get this career and this money. Yeah.
Right.
Like, I know I personally have put pressure on myself. Mainly because, like, my mom is a single mom. And while I have a great relationship with my father, he's been in my life ever since I've came to this earth. Like, my mom never had issues like that. It still was just like, I don't want to repeat the cycle of struggling, you know. Like, I watched my mom financially struggle a lot of my life, and I saw how much it could take a toll sometimes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it was her not asking, some of it was like pride, her not always asking my dad for help, even though like my dad would do his part, like just letting him know, like, actually things are a little tight this month, could you send a little extra this month? And be like, nope, I can do it all on my own. But then she'd go to my grandmother for help, and then my grandmother get upset. So like for me, I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna make sure I don't make the same mistakes as my mom. Like, I'm gonna, you know, remember what she taught me, like saving my money, don't spend a whole bunch, like don't be blowing up credit cards, like everything like my mom told me that she did to not do. And it's like, I don't run up credit cards and I don't go shopping all the time, but at the same time I'll be like, why is my finances still like tight?
Right. I know.
I'm like, why does it still feel like
I say the exact same thing? I don't waste money, like, but where is it?
Yeah. like when you start applying for food stamps and they're like, oh, you make too much money. Where? Because I don't see it. Yes, that's my gross. But do you realize taxes get taken out?
Right.
Insurance gets taken out. Rent's got to be paid.
Right.
Electric bills got to be paid.
Utilities, car insurance,
groceries,
car note, daycare.
Gas.
Diapers.
And then anything else that may just happen to come up, miscellaneous, that you didn't expect to come up.
Right. Like, this ain't a check of disposable income.
Exactly.
Every cent on this mug is spoken for.
Exactly. So, and then on top of that, if we got school loans, write that in there too. Like, none of this.
Deferred.
Okay.
And even after that, 6 months later, ma'am, it's time for your loan payments to be. Are you good? Yeah, I'm deferring. Well,
defer again.
You know, it's
just,
can you send me that paperwork? I'll go ahead and mail it back.
Right. Like, I'm sitting there like, how can I consolidate these puppies? Because look, this, I can only pay one right now. And that one with daycare, this one, look,
Right. Y'all want a baby?
I'm just like, when they be ready to ask. So, what's the issue? Why we can't pay? Because I have a child. Oh, okay. We understand. Yeah, you better.
Right. For real.
You better understand. Because look, you know. So, it's just like, for me, I was like, you know, like you, I'm like, I don't want to prove. I want to prove everyone, and I'm like, I'm going to show you that I can do this, even if I'm by myself. Regardless, I can do this until man comes. God brings my husband along, and we have a two parent household.
Right.
But I'm going. You know, I'm going to do it. But at the same time, it's just like,
yeah.
And so then it's like the pressure of trying to make sure, like, because I don't want, you know, you don't want your parents worrying. Like, you got to. Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I feel like I'm about to explode, but. Mm-hmm, I'm fine.
See, I tell my mom in a heartbeat, no, I'm not okay. Can you come get her so I can have some, so I can have some me time? And that still don't work, but I'm saying in a heartbeat, I'm going crazy over here. I need help. Damn it.
My mama sent the kids some Halloween cards. I was like, I know it's some money.
Right. Let me open these up.
I was like, they money is my money, because I spend it on them.
Right. I know that's right. But you know what? My mom really didn't exhibit a whole lot of work-life balance either. She, you know what I mean? Like you said, your mom, she'd go to work, come home, mm-hmm. cook, clean, make us clean, and that was it. And I think that's kind of one of the things that makes me push to come home and, like, get up and work on my podcast, or come home and get up and try to, you know, get something out.
Here,
because
right.
It's like, I don't want to wake up and Hunter's 18 and I'm just like, damn, I just spent the last 18 exactly. years raising a kid, and now my kids are great, but I didn't think about me. You know what I mean?
You have no purpose. It's like, okay, I just spent my whole life being
a mommy.
Being a mommy.
And that drove me crazy. Mm-hmm. You know?
And I really want to show other moms, like young moms our age, that, you know, you can do whatever you want to do. Now, it will be harder. It's right. not mm-hmm. easy right. at all by any means. But if you want to do it, just put the work in, because it'll be worth it when it's all over. If you want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll definitely put the work in. Yeah. And I mean, you know, the other thing I tell myself too is, while the kids are young, they won't remember that mommy was sitting there typing on her computer all night mm-hmm. and didn't play with me. You know what I mean? Which mm-hmm. it makes me feel bad when Hunter's, you know, playing by herself, which she's a pretty good kid. She likes to play by herself. But I just tell myself, you know, she's fine and she won't even remember yeah. this. Mm-hmm. Do this now so that way when she's 7 and can remember, she doesn't have to remember the struggle. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And she can be like, okay, you know, when we were 7, we went to Disney World. Not when we exactly. were 7, we came home and our water was turned off that day. Because that's the kind of a memory I have from being a kid, you know?
Not having memories, too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people always say, you know, everything you do should be for your kids. But I'm like, no. Some stuff that I want to do is for me. Like, that is why mm-hmm. I finished school. Because I started school because I wanted to have a college degree. So that was my motivation when I finished. Like, this is what I wanted. It's okay to have right. goals and dreams for yourself outside mm-hmm. of your kids, because at the end of the day, you're still you. Like, you're right. a mom, but you're still you.
Mm-hmm. Right. We need to have an episode about that, though, how everything that we got taught wasn't exactly right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Really, like, now that we're getting older.
It's funny you say that, Nika, because, like, I literally just saw an article last week when I was having my own interpersonal struggles, just like... I think sometimes we just need to hear that we're doing okay. Because I feel like we just, like I said, we have so much standards and people are constantly watching to see, like, okay, is she, what's she doing? And what, how do you, I think we just need to know, like, sometimes, like, it's okay. And, like, a quote I saw in this article was saying, like, it's okay to want things for yourself and your family. It's okay to be a person, a woman, and a mother. Like, mm-hmm, we can, right. like, just know that it's okay to, you know, be with baby and play and feed, but then want to go turn up on Saturday just okay. because you've had a stressful week. Like, okay. it's right. okay to want to still go to school and get this master's or your doctorate degree. And then at the same time, you know, teaching little Terrence's ABCs. Like, yeah. like, it's okay. Like, don't feel like you have to sacrifice yourself while being a mother. And I also looked at it as, like, with my mom, you know, like, I feel like she did her absolute best as she could, and I appreciate for everything she's done. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like my mom sacrificed a lot trying to be the best mom for me, and then wound up stressing herself out. And, you know, it was just, like, by the time she got stuff, like, together really for herself, I feel like, that's when she became disabled. And it's like, I don't want my son growing up and seeing me crying in the middle of the night because I'm stressing about bills.
You lost yourself.
Yes. Or, you know, right. Or, like, you cry. those things that I saw with my mom, and it's like I feel like I'm working so hard to try and prevent that. Just make sure that he's happy, and just make sure that I'm fully together. Because, like, how can I be a mother and pour into him when I'm empty? So it's like, that's how I look at it.
So important. Because Lauren talked a little bit about mental health and how African Americans don't really take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. And I deal with anxiety. And that, like, having two kids and dealing with anxiety, that was driving me crazy.
I can only imagine.
So I have to take care of myself. I have to have fun because I have to be the best me that I can be in order to be the best mother that I can be.
Exactly.
Because people say you're a mother first, and you are a mother first, but like I just said a few minutes ago, you still have to be you. Mm-hmm. You still have to remember who you are and
definitely
things that you like to do, things that make you happy and bring you peace.
Yeah, exactly. I will say it's definitely been a little harder trying to balance my life and being a mom and then also taking care of my mother, because with her being a nurse home, I handle all her business and stuff now. So, like, you know, while my mom loves being a grandmother and she loves when she sees Terrence, she's still not in a place where she can, like, handle bills and, you know, like, you know, be able to call people up. Like, when people call, like, no, I don't have this, because she can't communicate that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, I've been doing it for, like, it's been 4 years. And, like, now it's I'm a mother myself now. It's like, I got two people to take care of. Yeah. Along with my grandmother, make sure she's straight. So, technically three. And so, it's just like, woo. So, it's like, I don't get me wrong, I miss my son when he's with his father on those weekends. But those free weekends, I do cherish, because I just get a moment to just be, like, whether I'm just home watching the Fire Stick or I'm out with friends, like, I get a moment to just be and not think about everything I have going on.
Let me tell you, my kids just went to Kentucky for 2 weeks to see their dad and their family. I think I got a little bit too comfortable, because Monday I overslept an hour.
Oh,
forgot blankets over the daycare. Just, I've been a mess since they've been back, and I was like, they're gonna go back in 2 weeks. But I got a little bit too comfortable. But that 2 weeks was perfect, because usually they go for a week and I blink and that's gone. But the 2 weeks of just being able to go in the gas station when I want to. Mm-hmm. And I went to Walmart just because I could. And tried on clothes just because I could.
I saw you do everything that you can't do. Yep. Just because you can. Like, okay, I know I couldn't do that through the week. I'm going to just do it on Saturday, because mm-hmm. I know he ain't going to be here. So I'm going to just do it then. Yep. Like, there you go. Exactly.
I had a blast. I got a little bit too comfortable. So I'm trying to reel it back in.
Ooh, wait a minute. What is this?
I told her my kids went to Kentucky for 2 weeks, and I got a little bit too comfortable, because I overslept an hour on Monday. Forgot blankets for the daycare. Everything. I've just been a mess since they've been back. But right. I'm really back in.
You was living that single life.
I feel like I have to, even when he was going away for the weekend, I have to adjust to be like, oh, I can sleep in on Monday. Yes, I don't have to get up as early. But then Tuesday comes, they're like, I gotta get back up to where I was.
I just want you guys to know you were some lucky little sluts, because the most I get is like a day, and I swear I'll be waking up at like 8 in the morning, like,
oh, I still wake
4 hours.
8? I gotta get up at 6.
I'm just saying, like, if she goes with my mom or something, I'll wake up the next morning and be like, okay, about 4 hours and she'll be home. You know what I mean? Ain't no days, ain't no nothing. But you know what? My dad always offers to take her, but he lives all the way in El Paso. So I just am always so, like, nervous about her being that far from me. You know what I mean? It just makes me feel weird. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'm thinking about it. When she was not firstborn, when she turned one, she went to stay with him for, like, a week. And it was glorious. It was wonderful. I was just like, wow, this is what this feels like. I forgot what it felt like to be
not attached. Why the hell did I have kids?
I know, right? What was I thinking?
It's a weird feeling. It's like you miss them, but at the same time, like,
this is
nice.
Appreciate
the free time.
Right. Like, they good. I'm good.
Right. Like, that's how I do. I look over, I'll be like,
roll back over.
Oh, he's gone. Okay, go do something. Go do something. Then I'll be like, okay, and I'll be all right. But it's like, initially, it's like, oh, he's not there. Okay, go. Let's just go. Go. Go do something. You got the house.
Right.
Do you? Well, you got two, so
this is true. Is it hard to date? Is it hard to date, like, with balance, or is it just like dating is the same as any other social event? you make time with the babysitter, blah, blah, blah.
You know what? I think it is hard, but like they say, if you really like somebody, you will find time for them. Mm-hmm. Because I did like this one guy, and I probably saw him once a week.
There you go.
Yeah. It's hard, but I don't know. Today I got on Soul Swipe.
Okay, Soul Swipe.
You know what? Let's talk about Soul Swipe. Let's
take a pause.
We are talking about work-life balance. Yeah, but so. It's funny, I haven't been on Soul Swipe. So was it like the black version of that swipe to the left other
Soul
site?
Soul Swipe is basically Black Tinder.
That's what it is.
You know it's Black Tinder because it was glitching and stuff. This is not
she
right.
She said it was not working.
Yes. But like,
get
it
your
works,
budget up.
It works just like Tinder. The person pops up. You swipe left if you don't like. Swipe right if you do like. If you really do like them, you tap the heart. If you don't want them to ever come up again, you tap the X. But the cool thing about Soul Swipe is you can adjust your age and distance. Before they had it where like you can adjust it so far, but like you can change the age and distance like anytime you want, basically. And then just and if you travel, like say if I go to Chicago, it picks up anybody who's in.
That's
the
like
Chicago
Tinder does
area.
That too. Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
And you know what?
Not that I know, but
sure. I found myself swiping. Is right if you like them, right?
Yes.
Swiping for older men who lived further away. Mm-hmm. Because I knew I wouldn't be able to see him just at my leisure. So mm-hmm. he was further away. That'd give me a little more time to get to know him and see if I actually want to take the time to get a babysitter. Mm-hmm. If I didn't have any kids, it wouldn't matter. But
there you go.
Right.
I like Soul Swipe mainly because I haven't been on there in a while. But I like them mainly just because like a person cannot contact you unless you match. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they contact you, if you don't like them, I can unmatch and never hear from them again. And I do feel like I got to see more professional men. Because I know Tinder has the reputation of being just for hookups.
I'm going to get on Soul Swipe.
And
girl.
I had a good amount of matches on Tinder too. But I only talked to like 4 or 5 of them. And it was like the conversation was dead. Like it didn't keep up. It wasn't consistent or nothing. So, like, and I think with dating apps, it's, like, it comes in cycles. You have a cycle where everything's really good. You're getting all these options, and it kind of dies down. So, then when we take a break, we go back at it again, you know.
Right. I might need to get on Soul Swipe. I was on Plenty of Fish for a while, but I just had to get off because I was like, I call it Plenty of Freaks now because it's just like, I see what you guys are trying to do, and I didn't make sense.
I tried POF. I was like, let me just see. I tried that out. I got the whole tips. I got the thirsty ones. I got the ones just immediately just trying to like, you know, to start, hey, beautiful. Hello,
that's how I feel about Tinder.
You'd be like, hello, how are you? Starts off real nice. You know, my name is this. My name is that. You start talking. Like, okay, you seem like you got some sense. Then they mess it all up by saying something crazy. And be like, oh, now I got to delete. Now I got to curb you. Now I got to block you.
Right?
Yep. Oh, like you were doing so well.
I'm going to get on Soul Swipe, though, and find me a zaddy that's about 50.
And then.
I got me some 30-somethings on there. I'm 25, y'all. Me some 30-somethings on there. So.
But I feel like once you hit 25, 30 is cool because that's your age bracket. Mm-hmm.
Now, about 32, that's about as high as I'll go. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm 26 and I'm like 32 is probably the highest I would still go to. About to be 27. But I'm like, I want to hit 27, then I'll stretch it up to 33.
But we're going to see. I got 7 matches on Soul Swipe.
Okay.
We're going to try to get some conversations popping too.
There you go.
See what's going on.
And I feel like summer is going to be even more because people are willing to travel. If they're from other places,
mm-hmm.
they're willing to, you know, meet up. And I will say, like, there's a couple people I talk to that don't live here. And I just let them know, like, okay, if you're going to meet up, then just let me know in advance. I can make sure it's on my free weekend so we ain't got to worry about a sitter.
Yeah. Right.
You know, just let me know so we can plan accordingly, you know. And then we make it where they're like, okay, that's fine. And it's cool. So I think you just got to find the right person that's willing to understand, like, I'm a mom. You know, I can't just, if you pop up in town, I can't guarantee I'm just going to be able to pop up and see you too. Like, you got to let me know something.
I've been lucky in that aspect too. The guys that I've talked to over the past year, they've all been, 2 of them have had kids, 1 of them hasn't, but he was like, you know, it's cool. I got nieces and nephews. So I'm still single though, so whatever.
Yeah. You know what? I went through a phase where I was like, I think I'd rather talk to guys without kids. Because it's just like, I don't have to deal with baby mama, and I don't have to deal with, if the kids are older, I don't have to, you know, deal with their personalities and them being bad and them talking back and stuff. But I'm kind of changing my mind on that But I'll talk about that maybe in a few weeks. I don't know what made me say that. I think you said something about kids.
Yeah.
And that's probably where that came from.
But. I mean, it's like it's a touch and go. Like, you can meet a guy who's there for his kid or kids, and they have a great relationship with the baby mommy. You ain't got no problems. You got no issues. Wonderful. Then you meet the guy who takes care of his kids, but the baby mama is absolutely crazy nuts, so ratchet. Just right. done. Just right. every, just, oh, just, and then it's like, okay. But he's such a great guy. So, like, do I keep going and dealing with him for the sake of baby mama?
Right.
You know, and then, like, the kid may be well-behaved and get along with your kid despite the mama, you know?
If the baby mama too crazy, though, I can't do it just because I'm not working on your schedule. I'm not hearing your mouth. I'm not, you know what I mean? Your kid's not going to talk crazy.
And I just don't want a dysfunctional family.
I don't want a dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. Well, some families, dysfunction is subjective. So, you know, maybe. But I just... I don't want to deal with the drama.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I run my household. You're not going to run me or my husband.
Exactly. I ain't got the time.
Exactly. Right. I'll be like, oh, you think you crazy? Ooh, girl, let me show you crazy, girl. You just don't know.
Right? Because I just told somebody at work, I'm really not all there either. I just do a good job of hiding it.
So, please. It's like, you know, my crazy stays locked in until I'm pushed to the limit. And once you've pushed the limit, you might want to move out the way.
If you see me cock my head to the side and squint my eyes.
Right.
I promise.
I was saying, mine is the... you get like, oh, really?
Right.
Okay.
You. Right, and then we're gonna leave it at that.
Exactly.
But getting back to work-life balance or parent-life balance, as far as dating, I don't know. I feel like I don't really have as much balance there either. Maybe it's just because I just don't have the babysitter, so it's hard to have any balance in any of it. But it's just like, I don't know, when guys try to date me, I feel like I have to cancel so much or I have to decline so much because I don't have a sitter that it ends up, you know what I mean? I just will lose interest in them because I haven't got to see you. I haven't even got to do anything that's going to make me interested in you beyond that first meeting. You know what I mean? Like, you first meet somebody, you exchange numbers, and you're like, oh, he's cute, y'all be talking.
Yeah.
But it's like, if I don't get to see you, then I'm going to lose interest. And since I don't get to see people, I kind of lose interest in them.
I actually get a little nervous, too, because I'm like, what if I actually start to like this guy, and then I can't even see him when I want to, and then the momentum dies down. That's really going to suck. So when I was getting on SoulSwipe, I was like, I don't even need to be on here, because I just don't even have the time. But
I think for me, I feel like why... my dating life, I would say, is off balance. It's just meeting people. Like, it's not like I do, like, you know, like, I have my free weekends and I do go out and, you know, I get out the house, but at the same time, it's like I go, and not that I purposely go out to just try to meet guys, but it would be nice to meet someone on a consistent basis.
I know.
And so it's just like, dang, you look up, like I look up, it's like, dang, I realize I ain't had a date in like 5 months. Like, because I'm just not meeting anyone to like consistently keep that going.
That's
like,
what I hate too. I always tell my mom that I'm just like, how am I gonna find Hunter or Dad if I can never go out to even...
Well, I lied, I didn't have a date on Sunday, but
okay, we're gonna talk about that a little bit. Because you try to slide that in there.
I thought I was like, wait, no, let me not get caught lying. I did have like a little date thing.
There's a little something going on. But yeah, I'm just like, I don't even go out anywhere to even for a guy to even see me and say, hey, she's cute. So I'm just like, my chances are damn near slim to none because nobody's coming in my house to meet me, you know? So how was your date, Lex? And who was it with? Tell the whole world listening on our podcast.
For purpose, I will keep them anonymous.
Right.
It was cool. It's someone like I've already known, like with, it was kind of like Terrence gonna tell y'all the business.
Right. Listen, once they start talking, they really are though.
I don't
like them. But he ain't, don't even know. But so yeah, it was someone like I had met like mutual friends, and like we were texting, but it was like it wasn't consistent. But then they hit me up again, like, when am I gonna see you again? And I was like, okay, well let's give it a chance, you know. So originally the day we had planned didn't go through, so that's why we ended up doing it on Sunday. And you know, we just went to a little bar grill place and had just kind of general conversations, getting to know each other type stuff. And he paid for the food. I didn't have to, we didn't have no, you know, broke broke niggas alert or nothing like that. Because I feel like that's the worry. Like, okay, so is he going to pay for me? Or are we splitting? How we about to do this?
That's always. So will there be a second date?
See, the only thing is I don't know. Because unfortunately, some things went wrong later on at this and so it's like I don't know if I want to give it a second another chance because we had kind of got to, kicked it a little bit before and the same problem occurred, so I'm just like I don't know if I want to give this a third try, but I just
what if it's like a no for a second date?
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, you try stuff and when it don't work out the first time, you come, I'm gonna give you a second chance, and then you try it the second time and it's like still ain't working. Okay, yeah, maybe this is just not meant to be.
Unless it's anal, you gotta try that three times.
Oh Lord.
I'm just kidding, y'all. Maybe I've had too many glasses of wine.
My thing is like, okay, if I try it, but see this, if I try this a third time,
I'm just kidding,
and it still don't go down the way I want it to go down, I'm gonna be pissed because it's just gonna be like, I didn't gave you chances.
I don't know if I would go for a third try. Would you do a third try?
Mm-mm. I do two tries and that's it.
But you know, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, he's a nice guy, but
see, I thought y'all can be friends.
Yeah, I think we're better off as friends.
Did you ask? Has he given a verbal explanation?
No.
Or did you ask for one?
It was some physical things that went wrong. I don't want to put the business all out there.
Damn. Well, I'm just going to say this real quick. You don't have to put the business out there. I think I might say this on the last episode, too. That I met a guy, and it took me... I hate to say this even out loud, but it took him three times to come, and he was just like, you know, we're just still getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting used to you. You know what I mean? On the third day, it came, like, as promised. He didn't promise the third day, I guess, so I can't say his promise. But, you know what I mean? It did come. So I will say that maybe you should ask him and give him a chance to maybe verbally say, well, XYZ is why certain things are or aren't happening.
Well, it's I don't know if it's a verbal thing. Okay, so basically,
I'm just saying maybe you should talk to him.
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
You don't want to. You don't have to either. You know.
Basically,
it's over.
So basically, I it was like, you know how you get all hyped up, like, oh yeah, this is about to go down, it's about to be good, and then it turned out to not be good, like.
Yeah, because that happened to me a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, or it starts off good, but then it falls off, and it's like, damn, okay. But, you know, let's try it again, you know, if you've been drinking or some other, I'll turn, you know, some right. External factors, we're going to try again. So then we try again, and it's like, okay, now what happened this time? Because right. I'm confused.
And maybe it just ain't there.
Exactly. So that's what I'm
maybe
like,
it's a myth, you know?
I was like, okay, so did I just get hyped up? Were you too hyped up? Did you anticipate too much? Like... Right. And then at the same time, I'm sitting here thinking like, well, maybe Susie's just too much for you when you just ain't Susie, able to. Yes, her name. Susie. Yes, her name is Susie, and Gucci think I love.
Turn up.
I was like, maybe Susie's just too much, and he just can't deal with it. Okay. Yeah. And so my thing is just like, I need someone that's gonna. Right. You know, give me what I need. And it's like, okay, if we tried this twice and you can't, we ain't. I'm like, maybe not. This is not.
Yeah, I do two tries.
Yeah, I do too. Because if we can't get it right in the second time, after we stumbled, you know, because the time is already a little bit of a stumble, man. You know, yeah, that is concerning. But like I said, if it was a person I really liked, then I would try to talk about it. If it was a person that I was kind of impartial to but didn't really, you know, care one way or another.
And that's kind of like how I am, because it was just like, it's not like we was talking heavy or was real consistent. It was like, we were kind of texting, and then it completely fell off for some months. And then all of a sudden, they came out the blue like, so when am I going to see you again? I'm like,
damn. He wanted to. And you came out the blue and still couldn't even deliver?
Yes, exactly.
I got to block your number.
I'm like, okay. So I'm like, maybe your stuff is, like, maybe your pipeline is dry. And you might just be trying to see what chance. But it's like, okay, at the same time, I'm single too. So let's just see what's up, because I'm curious too. Let's see what's going on here. It's been a while.
I use little company.
Yeah, you know. So let's just see what's up. I'm just going to give you a chance. You know, it's like, conversation was great. Oh, that was great. But just, we got down to the physical, and it just...
And that's what you really wanted.
Exactly.
Right. That was going to be the icing on the cake. Right. How we was going to seal the deal.
Right. It was like, okay, we had this great conversation. Like, we vibed okay. We're great. So, the Kim, that's going to, it should be definitely there. And it was, but it wasn't. So, it was just like, yeah, kind of disappointed. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, I gave it like a 5. And I was just like, damn. 5's not enough for me to go back. It's just not enough for me to go back. Had he been like a 7, maybe.
I need a 9.
Or maybe
really, I need a 12. But I'll take a 9. You know, I'll take right. 8. But really,
the opportunity 12. Doesn't come along enough Man. For you not to perform
exactly.
when the opportunity Ain't that arises.
Ain't that
so,
it?
So, you're lucky if you get a second chance. I mean, I give 2 chances, but that's only if I really like you.
Right.
And the first chance, I was willing because, like, alcohol was involved. So, I'm okay. I know alcohol can just fuck some shit up.
It should make it better. Right.
But depends, like, if it's Henny or the Henny dick, you can some niggas fall to the Henny dick.
Let's pause. Because doesn't Henny dick mean that he's just not going to bust? And I'm okay with that. Because right. most of the time, I need a round or two. So, I'm just saying.
But at the same time, it's like, if I'm they're, like, lame. Too much or too drunk, then they can't keep it afloat.
Yeah.
They can't rock the boat because the boat won't float.
I don't know.
But see, I hate to even ask this question. You don't have to answer.
Okay.
But if they can't keep it afloat, then that means sometimes you gotta, you know.
Oh, but I did. Oh, and they still could not keep it afloat.
Like, you gotta put in some work.
I tried to do some maintenance to the boat. I tried to fix it up a little. Swab the decks. Right. I tried to swab the decks. And, yeah. Right. It's still, the boat still did not stay Damn. Afloat. So,
well, then I don't know. I thought I had a solution.
I thought, I tried to just.
Optimistic is fine.
Right. You
know, so. Yeah. I was like, well, maybe it was just performance time, but it's just like, no, like. No, like I can't justify it. So I mean, I may kick it, but I don't think I would.
There's no need to kick it.
Nah, you're right.
Remember what I told you? Same number. Who it is?
exactly. Well, hopefully y'all have another day coming around the mountain when it comes sometime.
Right.
At some point, hopefully. Like I said, summer about to crack. You know, this weather.
Summer about to crack.
Warm.
I'm getting the crack of this summer. I don't care who, what.
I've been in the gym.
Babysitter, no babysitter.
Right.
Whatever, it don't matter. Lauren Thomas will be getting it cracking this summer.
Hey, I've been summer 17.
Okay, I've been sitting in the house for 2 years now.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to get out.
Oh, yeah, you
definitely
down. Look out for me, bitch, because I'm bouncing on.
I've just, you know, I've been in the gym doing these squats and these donkey kicks and these lunges. I'm just trying, you know, I'm just trying to show what I got off. Lundress season.
She playing, but she not, though.
She really not.
I mean, I am just playing. I'm going to find me a nice guy, which I think I've kind of met, and I'm going to just sit down on him.
Sit down on him.
I'm just a goofy person. I'm just kidding, guys. But while we're on the subject, I do want to say, where does sex fit into the whole work-life balance? Like,
which have?
It's hard because we're all single, so I know somebody's probably like, what do you mean sex? Don't you need to find a boyfriend first? But do you need to find a boyfriend first? Or is, like, sex one of those things that's like,
if I just had a consistent cuddy buddy until I got a man,
mm-hmm.
I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with that. You know, because that would be your role. Like, perfect example. I don't know who watches Being Mary Jane. But if y'all noticed, she had, yeah, so she had David. She David was the love of her life. Dang near Andre, too, till we found out he was married. But she had the dark-skinned football player who was fine as hell. Mm. Brandon. He was cutty, but he knew his role.
They had an understanding.
They had understanding. He offered, like, hey, you know, if you want to be more, you just let me know. I'm not going to pressure you. But, you know, I still got you regardless. If I had that, I'd be cool. I'd be fine. But until the right man came along, you know, because then everybody's happy. We ain't got no muss, no fuss. But since I ain't got that, and I ain't got no man, I just...
Girl.
Same here. I have...
Be Mickey Ficky. Mickey Ficky Mitch. Like, that's just until someone... comes along. And then when someone does, it's Mickey, like, Mickey, oh, Mickey, okay. Mickey. And then that's why I be mad if it ain't good, because then it's like, I waited all this time And then you come along.
See, I wait so long, but it's going to be good when I finally get it. You better believe I don't care what got to happen. If I got to do it all, then that's fine. But it's going to be good, and I don't give a damn.
Well, I had one guy, and it was just, you know, it wasn't it for me. It was just, and I say, you know, that's not fair.
Right.
That he gets pleasure, and I do not.
Oh, that is the worst.
We no longer talk. Because, like I said, the opportunity does not arise much. So when it does, it needs to be guaranteed A plus.
When I guess it, I'm gonna guess it. I'm gonna get it, and it's gonna be good. Like,
I think sex plays. I hate to say it plays a big part of my balance because it's just like I'm not in a relationship. So why does sex play in the part when I'm not in a relationship? But at the same time, I've been single for 10 months, right?
You just and need I just that feel like,
yeah. What's that boozy quote? I got some pressure built up, so the next thing I fuck, she gonna get extra ripped up. That's how I be feeling. Like I have so much pressure that if I could just ride out on a thing one time,
right? Like for me, it's just
I'd be nicer at work.
Like don't get me wrong, it's like I want a relationship, I want love, I want all that. But in the moment, Tara said,
"This is how I got here. Y'all better know what's up."
But in the moment, it's like, okay, I just really just want to feel something. I just need to be touched. I just need to be held.
Y'all
just
see how
Liz
doing her shoulders.
I just need to be caressed. I just need some attention right now. So that's it's just like, can I just get some attention? That's not from me, from somebody else. Cause like, it's not the same. Like, okay, yeah, I can get myself together and we'd be all right. But it's just like, can it be someone else doing it for once?
And you know, I don't even like to masturbate. And women always be like, what? I get tired of it.
You do but get tired of it.
Yeah, and it's just like, for me, sex is more about the mental stimulation than the physical.
Yes, the passion.
Like, I want you looking in my eyes and looking at me and being like, damn, girl, you know, telling me you're going to give me all your money and your last name and stuff. Like, I need all of that. I can't tell myself that.
Right.
I'm already spending all my money. That's why I need you to tell me give me yours. Shit.
I'm like, I know I look good. I'll be like, yeah, girl, you look good. But it's different when you hear a man be like, damn, my, like, damn, you doing that shit. Like, you just be like, ooh, like, shit. Like, ooh, it just gets y'all.
Yes.
Ooh. I just, I like to hear a nice deep voice and, you know, just, I like to feel like that masculinity. Like, I want to feel some muscles. Yes, I want to feel some muscles. I want to feel them right the small of the back, rub it on the booty.
I know, right. We definitely, excuse us, we had a moment.
Yes, yeah, okay, we're going to
come back. Somebody grab a towel, please.
Come back. This is what happened, you have too much wine.
But I know, this definitely what happened, you have too much wine. And I bought red wine on purpose today because it's more potent, even though we killed that bottle of wine, white first.
Yeah, this little bit of red.
Yeah.
I'm about to actually try the cap.
It's dry, right now. So. It is dry, but it gets you there. But I don't know. I always feel like I do need sex to balance me out. Like, I know that sounds bad, and people probably think, you know, oh, you're just a horny bitch, that's why you have a child. But it's just like something, I don't know. It's just like it's a release. It really is a release of stress. And maybe it's an unhealthy release. If I'm not in a relationship, maybe I need to go other avenues to find a new different stress reliever. Which is, like I said, I've been single for 10 months, so I've been doing something. I don't know what, but
yeah.
I've been doing something. But I don't know. I don't know. That's weird.
And plus,
even being single, we still look for that.
But at the same time, biologically speaking, sex sends out, it burns calories first.
It sends out them endorphins.
Oh,
it's gonna work. You like you be getting them endorphins released in your system.
and when you're pregnant, it's like more endorphins because it's like, woo.
You know, I didn't get to have a lot of pregnant sex.
I didn't get to have a lot.
Hello. Oh no, I wanted it because I was feeling sexy with my belly and my boobies on. You know,
I had plenty. It feels better.
Ooh, tell us. Tell
if
us
you
more.
Didn't give it, I would take it.
Ooh, come on, take it.
Girl,
ooh, you better jealous. Take it, girl.
I wish I could get pregnant right now just for the sex, just so I could be.
That is one thing I'm
right now.
I know,
right?
I am looking
for
forward
I have something to tell y'all next
time. I wouldn't wish that on nobody.
With my husband, whenever I get married, we decide to have our next child, I'm going to be like, baby, right. I swear when I was pregnant, I thought people was exaggerating about the more.
I wasn't that horny during my pregnancy.
Oh my gosh, I felt like I was just like, oh my gosh, and it would be the worst when it would be the time where. Yeah, you probably, because you probably was jumping around when mama was trying to get herself together. But
right.
But yeah, it's like I would be like, you know, the time where you, like, you would usually, you know, come on, I was like, what is going on right now? Like, what is happening? Like, can my body just get itself together? Like, right. I'm just, oh my gosh. Just like, oh my gosh. And then when you get closer, it's like, okay, I can't do too much. And I ain't trying to send myself into early labor. Because we ain't having that.
Right. I was trying to go into early labor too, because I was ready to be done.
Yeah.
I was certainly ready to be done.
I was hitting squats, jumping jacks, carrying groceries up the steps.
Damn, I was just walking, putting little oils and shit down there. Like, oh, this is going to make me go into labor. Let me rub some of this down.
I wasn't even trying to hint, trying to come early. He just decided, you know, I was going to go ahead.
I had to get induced, so I was trying to get induced. So I was like, any way I can make a natural labor happen, let me make it happen. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's really hard for me to find balance. I don't know. I don't even know that I really have it now, even though we're talking about it. I really still kind of just go to work every day. And I told myself 2017 was going to be the year I was going to go back to school and get a master's.
Me too.
And the year I was going to really focus on me, because I had 2 years to adjust being a mom. So I really don't even know. I'm trying to figure out what it looks like in my life, but I can't even say I have it down packed yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The only thing I really have down packed right now is a social life, and that's just because every now and then my kids go to Kentucky for a week or a couple of weeks, but I have being a mom, I have going to work down packed, and hopefully soon school. Mm-hmm. That's important to me. But I said the same thing. 2017 is going to be a good year for me, so... Hopefully, we need to get those applications filled out and stop messing around.
I know, we do. We need to pick one Wednesday while we're sitting here and just start writing on them.
Include me, too, because this is the year.
Right.
This is the year I'm trying to go back to school as well.
So what do you guys do about, like, your goals and stuff? Like, do you take time to, like, sit out and write your goals and all that?
Or? I do. At the beginning of the year, I didn't really write out resolutions, but I wrote out goals for, like, my finances, my education, and goals for my kids and, like, my health.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I turned 25, I wrote out goals for the next 365 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we need direction. We can't just be out here wandering aimlessly. Mm-hmm. And when I write stuff down and I go back and look at it, it gives me some accountability.
Mm-hmm.
So
Yeah, I wrote out my goals at the end of last year. And then to kind of get me ready before the year started. And looking back at them, I haven't achieved all of them. But some of them I have, like, this podcast was one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'm just trying to think. I think looking for a different job was one. And even though not the job I want, I at least am kind of going in the direction that I want. So, we'll see. I don't know. But I definitely am a person who writes out their goals and tries to stick to it. And I think you'll be surprised at the little goals you can start scratching off. Like, obviously, you won't be able to cross off everything. But you'll be like, oh my God, I really actually did do this. You know what I mean? This really has been on my mind a lot lately. Yep. So,
For me, I had, after I had the baby and I was just trying to figure out life. Basically, just trying to figure out life. And, I just wrote, like, really, like, every area, like, career, my relationship with God, like, social, like, health and fitness, relationships and dating, you know, I just wrote all, like, each area out in finances, just, like, what do I want to do, like, in each area, so, hey, man, what's up? So, that really helped, because it was, like, okay, this is what I want to do. I'm going to put these things in, like, little stuff I was able to go ahead and do. Like, my goal was, okay, I'm going to find a new job before my maternity leave is over. I did that. I was trying to, like, get on a budget. And I did write out budgets. Things haven't gone the best. But, you know, still trying to hold on to that. And I was like, I was paying my tithes. But, you know, things got tight. Can't really pay tithes. But my goal is to get back to the point where I can pay my tithes and not worry about everything. Like, the health and fitness part, I'm like, I'm working out. I've lost 8.6 pounds, by the way. And my waist is slimmer. I noticed the differences in my pictures and whatnot. Okay. So,
eating healthy and trying to work out. Because before I got pregnant, I lost about 25 pounds. So I was like, if I did it before, I know I can do it again. Right. And plus, I'm trying to beat all this diabetes and high blood pressure that run in my family. I'm trying to get all that out. And then, like, I set the new standard as far as, like, how I approach dating and relationships and, you know, and trying to do, like, even though I may not do everything perfect as far as spending time with God every single day, but just trying to make sure that, like, I'm trying to pray a little bit more and just, you know, keeping myself encouraged and, you know, right. You know, like, just, okay, what can I do? Like, so, like, I've been taking sermon notes in church and, of course, being in the choir rehearsal, that choir is great. And then, you know, like, if I can make it to a Bible study, try to go to that. Just trying to take advantage of doing things that will, you know, just help me, keep me encouraged with everything that's going on. And, you know, of course, making the goal that I start my master's program. Claiming that, Lord willing, May of 18, that I start my master's program. So just, I think that helped me just, like, seeing it out on paper. And then just, like, from there, I would do, like, sub stuff. Like, okay, this is the goal for this area, so how am I going to do this here? What do I need to do this here? Like, okay, you know, just doing it like that. So I feel like I'm on the right track as far as achieving certain goals. And, of course, I know a lot of this stuff is going to be long-term, especially over the finances. I got to get the next degree in order to get to the next pay raise. Amen? Right. So I'm having that mindset, like, okay, like, even though I'm not there yet, I know that that's going to be my goal and I'm working towards it. And as long as I keep working towards it, I'm doing what I need to do. So just not giving up on myself and just remembering to stick to my plan and what I want to do.
Definitely. You mentioned two things, and I'm glad you brought up. One was God, and we definitely didn't talk about God and how we fit him into, like, our work-life balance. So I think that was a good one, and we should go back and talk about that. And then the other thing, too, was that I thought you was interesting was the stuff that we do with our time. Like, you mentioned that you have, like, choir rehearsal for church and doing various church events. And I think that makes 100% of the difference, the stuff we actually do with our free time, whether it's, like, you know what I mean? Chilling out with our friends and drinking wine like we're doing now, which I don't think is bad.
I love it too.
Because
it's giving me something in the middle of the week, like Wednesday. Oh, I'm going to get together with Lord and Nika.
And I agree, this is definitely a positive thing, but I think there are some times where, like, we're just chilling out and it's not really as positive. It's more like a drain. And I don't know if you guys can say that, but you know, I mean, there are some times where we're hanging out and it's more like a draining hangout than like an uplifting hangout. You know what I mean? So I think that it definitely makes a difference, the type of energy and the type of stuff we do with our free time versus, you know what I mean, if we're doing something negative, if we're hanging out with the guy that really don't even care about us, but we're getting some dick, so we're just like,
we're like, hey, I need a dick, so
there's a silver lining, you know. You know, so I think that definitely has a lot to do with how we act on a regular basis. You know what I mean? If I'm doing this, I'll go to work tomorrow and be happy. You know what I mean? Think, hey, my podcast is going great. You know what I mean? Right? Whereas if I had been spending time, you know, with somebody else, if I had been picked up a second job and been in a second job right now, my attitude probably would have been way different. You know what I mean? I would have been mad right now, like, working all these hours. Nobody's helping me. Nobody's doing, you know? So it definitely makes a difference. And I thought that was a good point.
And what I can say is that usually in the mornings when I wake up, I usually get up about 6 or 6:10. I usually read my Bible and write in my prayer journal. When my kids was gone, 2 weeks, y'all, I didn't do none of that.
Damn. Them kids put you on the right track, though. People can't say they don't.
They do.
Because, like, you have to stay encouraged.
And I do feel differently, like, not doing that for 2 weeks. Like, not being in communication with God for 2 weeks as the Lord pours wine.
Girl, don't put me in it. I ain't got nothing to do with what you did for 2 weeks. No, I'm just kidding.
It made a big difference, and it really helps with my anxiety, but like you said, like how we spend our time, it makes a big difference in just the day-to-day and how our attitude is and stuff.
And I will say, even though I'm a big advocate for marijuana smoke, but I will say, I noticed even when I used to smoke weed every day to where now if I smoke it like once a week or once every couple of weeks, my attitude has done like a whole 180.
It's not like you out.
I mean, well,
like in a good way or a bad way, 180.
It's changed in a good way when they, like, when I smoke weed, I'm an advocate for weed, but something about smoking every day, it's just like when I don't smoke, I don't know. I felt more moody and more like
you needed to.
Yeah, and more down. Whereas now, like, if I don't smoke every day, or when I'm in a phase where I don't smoke every day and I smoke like once a week, it's just like I wake up and I'm happy and I'm just in a naturally positive mood and I'm just ready to go and I'm ready to, you know what I mean? And so it's, I realized spending, even though I felt like smoking weed was de-stressing me, it really was kind of making, altering my mood and making me more moody and more emotional, you know? So,
yeah.
If that makes sense. So it's just like, I have to sit back and, you know, realize I really don't even need that. You know, maybe before I had a kid, it didn't matter because it was just like, I just got, I smoked and got goofy, went home, went to sleep, woke up the next day, it didn't matter. But now, it's like, I'm actually dealing with real shit, so I gotta keep my attitude and my mood in check, and I gotta, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I gotta make sure I'm waking up positive every day, or else, you know, I'm just be walking around getting on the right nerves.
It's so funny, me and my sister were talking about that on my way over here, and she was like, you've been living a good life for 2 weeks. Your kid's been gone. You've been smoking every day. I was like, yeah, that ain't for me.
Right.
Just not anymore. I used to do it a lot more, but I'm good. Just a couple of times a month. You know, it's fun.
When I go out on the weekends, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't want to be every day like, ooh, I need to smoke.
Right.
But it's cool when I do, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it just, I noticed it, and I thought that was really weird, because I always looked at weed like, you know, it's fine, it's not a bad drug, and this is helping me calm my nerves and calm my anxiety and all that kind of stuff, but
like, a lot of it really comes down to mindset, and being me that I work in behavioral health and mental health, it comes down to mindset. It's like, what are you using it for? Like, are we using this as a way to cope? Then your mind is going to, chemically speaking, start drawing to depending on it as a way to cope, you know?
And that's how I noticed, because like I said, my mood, I would be like, why am I so moody right now? And why, you know what I mean? Like,
so then it's whole mental body chemistry change, where it's like, you feel like, okay, I have to smoke every day, or I just can't function. Same like with someone who's an alcoholic. It's like, when they start using it as a coping mechanism, then that's where their body becomes like, well, that's the only way I know how to de-stress right now, so just go on, grab this bottle, like, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just it really just comes down to the mindset. Like, I've done it before, but like, I've never been the person that, oh, like, when I did smoke for the first time, I was like, I can do this all day, every day. One, it's expensive. I'm like, folks, damn. I don't know how folks be spending their money on what is it, Ace and Quarterback. Look, I don't know all the terminology. Look, I'm just going off what I heard.
The plug is a family member. So
for folks that buy weed to smoke all week, I just want to know where they getting this money from. Because I'm just sitting here like, houseway. Because it's expensive. And especially if you're smoking at least 2, maybe 3 blunts a day.
Don't get me started on my baby daddy, because I'm going to just be like, man, give it to me, a child support motherfucker.
Don't get
me started.
That's another conversation.
I know, that's
for another day. Just be like,
that's Miss Nika pouring the wine on that.
Like, that's the first thing. It's too daggone expensive.
Man.
There ain't no way. It would be not nowhere in my mind. And then second of all, for the folks that be like, that was back, because like, oh yeah, when I smoke, I study and I get A's. No.
That happened to me. It's true.
That was not me ever. I was Lauren. I would be goofy. I would be hungry, happy, sleeping, dopey.
But you know what? On a completely other side of that, sometimes I can't smoke and be very focused. Like, if Hunter's gone for the day and I'm like, okay, there have been times where I smoked and then wrote out the outline for the podcast. I wrote out what I wanted to do. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, okay. Because sometimes, on the flip side, there's so much going on that I need something to focus me in on. Just one thing, instead of focusing on like my bills, my daughter, and you know what I mean? So sometimes, but it's just, you have to have knowledge of self and know this is a time when I need it, and this is the time when I don't, if that makes sense. You know, because I have really bad nerves. I don't know where it comes from. I have really bad anxiety. So my mind can be all over the place sometimes, and I can't focus, and I'm just like, fuck, I ain't gonna never get shit done, because I can't even stop thinking about all this other shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know, but everybody's different, and our brains, you know, have different chemical makeups and all that thing, so that makes a difference too.
Yeah.
But yeah, y'all have learned a lot about us today.
Right.
I just wanted to
make... I guess that's the goal, though.
Yes. Right.
I will say, I'm the type of person, I was like, yes, I have smoked here and there with friends. But like I said, I've never been one. It's like, oh, yeah, every day. Mm-hmm, yeah.
I was all day, every day for a while before I had Hunter.
Me too.
I was like, no. And I think, I guess for me, maybe I just could be a person where it's like, I know it's like, for me, it's like, when I've done it, it was a recreational thing. Like, mm-hmm. We just gonna turn up. I just want to feel loose as a goose. Don't get me started. Okay. And that's
do me. Boozy legit. Boozy as a
goose. Don't get me started. Oh, sorry. Okay. And, like, that was it. But it's crazy. When everybody first started drinking and smoking in high school, I was more of the drinker. Then so I was like, okay, I don't really get.
See, I didn't drink or smoke.
I was like, I didn't get any of that. I started drinking. I would say I had like my first drink, like rebellious drink, probably like my junior year of high school. Mm-hmm. And even then, like, I wasn't getting crazy drunk in high school, but it was just the whole rebellious factor, like, oh, I'm underage and I'm drinking.
Right.
That started the rebellious phase. But like, even when I smoked a couple times with friends in high school, it's like, I'm not getting nothing from this. It wasn't until college where I discovered it. Right. Yeah, I got to college and met some people and was like, oh, my world has been changed. Right. But like, even now, it's like I was like me personally, I'm like, no, it's just like there ain't no way I can pay for that. I'm just like, no, bruh.
She is cracking.
I ain't even gonna do it. Now if I did it was with a group, we all chip in about $5. Or if you had the right connect, oh, it's free. Turn up.
The white friend, the girl that just wanna show it off.
Yes.
Oh my god, so. I didn't get this. We'll talk about that another day.
But I feel like we got into this one. We're supposed to talk about God. Lord, forgive us.
He's seen it all.
That's true.
He saw it all.
For me, I would say I fit in God. Like, I may not pray. I know I don't pray every morning, but what I do is I at least listen to gospel in the morning on my way to work, just to get me in that pet, you know, like that spirit of just being in a positive mood. Just remember, you know, praise God through any and all things. And then there was the days where it's like I had to come out of a hard place. Like, okay, God is still good. He is still good. Regardless of how I'm feeling today, He is still good. It's like that just, and there was time, the car has been my sanctuary sometimes. We've had breakdowns in the car before work. We prayed and talked to God in the car. Yeah. Like, you know, just the car. Be like, you know, God, I need you today. I don't know. Look, I can't do this by myself today, God.
What is it in the Catholic Church? The car is the confessional.
The car. Be,
you just be in there like, Lord, I don't know what's going on.
Like, Lord, I done broke down in the car, but I done also had full-on praise breaks in the car. So it's just, you know, I don't know what, I think God just anointed my car. I don't know what happened. Because His spirit be dwelling. I don't know.
Right? Ain't that it?
I promise. It's just, you know, that the car be just sometimes it's just been my sanctuary. And then, you know, but yeah, like that's what, and then like, even when I'm at home, it's like when I've had a stressful day or like things are just weighing on me heavy. That's when, like, there's times it's like I just wanted to cry. But it's like I've been trying to get in the practice of, no, I'm not going to stay in my thoughts. I'm going to encourage myself. You know, like a lot of what I go to New Beginnings, Pastor Jackson is so great, y'all. And a lot of what he has, like, is so fun. And I think, and this is why I feel like God be ordaining stuff for certain seasons. A lot of stuff, like, I've heard since becoming a mom is just like trusting the process. Praising God in those down times. Like, okay, you can praise me when everything's good, but can you praise me when things are going bad? And it's like, ooh, okay. Because, you know, it says I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. So it's like, all times. So it's like, okay, we got to come out of a hard place and still declare, like, He's good. And just, like, remembering what He's done. And, like, yes, things are bad right now, but look at where everything He's brought me through. Already, you know, like, and even though these things are bad, at the end of the day, we have a house, we have a roof over our heads, my son hasn't gone without, just remember, like, no, this bill ain't paid, but the main bills are paid, like, I still have a car, I have a job, it could be a whole lot worse than this, so I review my sermon notes, and just, like, book scriptures I've bookmarked on my Bible app. And just try to, and you know, sometimes if I have to, I'll just sing and worship in the kitchen. Just go in the kitchen, just, you know, have where I just sing and just,
you know, worship and just do those things that will just remember, just to give me that peace and that strength. Like, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah,
I'm struggling right now, but it's gonna be okay. Right. So that's why. And then I have a book I started reading. I feel bad because I got off of it too. I started the first chapter and was like, oh yes, this is wonderful. But then life hit and was like, I ain't been making time to sit down and get back on it, which I really do, because I'm like, okay, I feel like this is going to be a really good book that's going to help me in my prayer life.
Right.
So I'm just trying to, just keep him first and everything, and just knowing, like, okay. And, like, I talk to my friends, like, you know, we all in church, and they encourage me too as well. And just like us, we pray for each other and things. Like, I know if I can be like, hey, y'all, I need y'all to pray for me right now because I'm going through. Right. Can y'all just say a prayer for me, please? Like, I know I have friends I can just call up and we'll pray with each other over the phone. And that all, it really helps. And I think, you know, lo and behold, I know I got family that's out there praying for me too. Like,
right.
Somebody out there is just.
Right.
So just, that's what I mainly try to do in the course, being in choir and being in church. Even if I go to Bedside Baptist one day, I go to bed, that's okay. Right. Sometimes my room has been the sanctuary. I'll watch service on the computer.
Yeah, we do too.
And next then be in. Just yeah. Thank you, Lord. So hallelujah. Just be gone. And just because, you know, I think it's just, you know,
yeah,
just trying to like keep myself encouraged and just no matter where I'm at, just remember, okay, God is still good no matter what. And just
yeah,
keeping that faith, like, even though it's not where I want to be right now, I'm gonna get there, you know.
Right.
He hasn't forsaken me. He ain't left me. He said he never would. So
I know
we gonna be all right.
Yeah, that's what I try to tell myself too. My car has definitely been my sanctuary, but I just try to tell myself, we've been through so much already, and you've been so blessed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. God has come through so many times to the point where it's made me cry on certain occasions. Mm-hmm. That when stuff gets bad now, I'm just like, Lord, I know you're going to fix it. I know you're going to come through.
I don't know how, but you're going to do it.
But I know you are, so I'm going to just keep waking up every day and being happy. Mm-hmm. And people, my mom always be like, you just act like everything's okay. You act like you just got to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
Right. I'm smiling because God's going to do it. God's going
to
do it.
That's why I say, do you want me to just walk around depressed? But I'm just like, you know, God has showed up and showed out. This refrigerator is my third one that I've had in here. I know you guys can't see it, but I have gone through two refrigerators where I've lost all my food twice.
Oh,
and had to sit in here. You know what I mean? I have a 2-year-old. We've been in here with no food on several occasions because my refrigerators kept going out.
Jesus.
But, you know what I mean? Every time God has came through with either an amount of money or somebody's brought me some food or a refrigerator or something. And it's just like, I'm to the point now where I just can't even stress over certain stuff. I just be like,
girl, me too. Yeah.
Lord, you know how bad I wanted this house for me and my daughter. You know that maybe I might be transitioning. I can't pay my rent. But you know I don't want to move her again. You know she's comfortable here. You know she loves her room. She sleeps in there every night. Mm-hmm. No problem. Mm-hmm. I know you're going to take care of it, God, because you don't want my baby to go through that again. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's right. Just how I'll be talking just to myself.
Just remember, he's not going to give me more than I can bear. And it's just like, okay, if he did this before, like when I look at bills and stuff, I'm like, okay.
Right.
He did it before.
Right.
He can do it again. Even if I didn't pay my tithes, he blessed me in spite of and in the midst of. So
we're
going to be all right.
But I feel like on my end, I still have to wake up every day. I still have to go to work, be nice to people. You know what I mean? And it's not that I'm doing being nice because I'm thinking, okay, God, if I be nice now, you're going to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you still just have to stick to who you have to stick to the code.
You got to
do what you're supposed to do, and he'll do what he's supposed to do. You keep taking care of business every day, he's going to take care of you every day. You know what I mean? That's what I tell myself. And that's how it works out. So I hate it because I used to go to church every Sunday. Me and Hunter used to be in church every Sunday. But now that she's in a 2-year-old age, she be in there clowning. And the old ladies in the church be looking at me like, why don't you take that baby out?
The only reason I don't take her out
is because I feel like
I didn't come to
church to sit in the nursery. I came here so I could hear the sermon too.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
She has to learn. She has to learn in church. So,
that's why I hate the older. Like, I don't say I hate them, but it annoys me because it's just like,
oh, you know,
the same. If I was a young mom not in church, y'all be, these young moms don't bring the kids
to church.
Bye.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's like,
the older saints sometimes be on one.
Yes. So it's just like, I know, Lord, I'm not in church, but you know, if they had to turn their nose up at me, I would be there.
I think I'm like, I know, like, not every church is perfect. Like, everybody got
than like different people. I don't like something like Pastor Jackson says, like, you know, like, don't let other people keep you from getting what you need to get from God, because at the end of the day, they're not going through what you're going through, and we don't know the next person's struggle. So like, nobody can judge the next person. So like, you continue to do what you need to do to get what you need from God. And I can I say for myself, the lowest moments is where I found myself. Okay, God, I'm calling on you right now, God.
I know, right?
It's like them low moments. It's like, okay, I've talked to my best friend here, but you know, God, look, you're the only person I know that can move. So I need you to move. I need you to shift. I need you to do something.
Right. Fix it, Jesus.
Just, it's all I say is just, God, I need you right now. Like, it's like the low moments is like where I know I have drawn closer to God. Like, even if I was
that's all you got.
Right. Like, even when I was just like angry at everything. Like, I know, like, when I was first dealing with my pregnancy and I was going through stuff by myself, like, I just remember one day I just cried out to God. I was like, God, I just need some help, because I know you're there, but I feel like you're not here, and I don't know what I did. I'm sorry.
Right.
Like, I
won't do it again.
And then I look back, and I feel like sometimes, like, I look like, dang, like, I can't, like, I was so low, but then I look at the same time, like, even when I was low, I still had enough faith to call on God.
Right.
So, like, that showed enough, like, I still had there was still enough there. And I think that just shows how awesome God is. It's just like, even in my lowest moments, I may be angry at God. I don't know why he doing what he doing.
I ain't been angry at him. I've been angry at his kids. Fix them, guys.
Or just angry situations. But at the same time, like, okay, you know what? At the end of the day, the only person I can still go to is God. So,
right,
I'm going to go to him.
Right. So we are going to wrap this thing up. We had a good conversation today. I think we might have got a little too toasted. Yeah. Right. On the note of God, though, we're going to wrap it up, because he takes care of us, and he's the reason that we are here able to do this. Right. But before we go, I want Nika and Lex to tell y'all what they want for Mother's Day, because it is May. And I want them to give y'all some ideas for y'all baby mamas and y'all mamas, et cetera, et cetera. So what y'all want for Mother's Day?
I like a nice perfume, or...
Do you have a favorite fragrance?
Daisy, Marc Jacobs.
That's a good one.
Or a nice canvas with a picture of me and my kids, or a cute picture of the kids. You know, Walgreens. Aww, Google Walgreens coupon codes get you 50% off.
Okay, she gives y'all the game.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or they have this little flask bracelet where you can put liquor in. It looks like an accessory, but it's got a little drink in it.
That sounds
cute. I saw that on Facebook today.
Is it at least a shot that you could fit in there?
It's about 2-3.
Oh, okay.
It's called a shot bangle.
Sounds like something I might be
interested in. That sounds cute.
Flask bangles.
Lex, what you want for Mother's Day?
I would just... This is my first special Mother's Day. Oh, my gosh. I know. So, like, I personally would just love a spa day. I would love to get, like, a full-on massage and, like, the cucumbers and the mask.
She said she wants the works.
I would love to just have a day to just... just relax and just get all that tension. Let me have get my hair done, nails done, toes done. Just give me a full on spa day.
Take
where
the
I
kids.
Just,
okay, just give me a baby to the day. Shit, let me like, turn up on a D.
Like, I'll be spending Mother's Day with my mother. I'll spend Mother's Day with my mother and grandmother, like I usually do. But if somebody wants, like, that day before or that day after, I wouldn't care what day I got it. Just give me the spa day. I will take it whatever day y'all want to give it to me. Like, for I'm okay with that.
You know what I want? I want my car detailed and cleaned out.
Ooh.
That's what I really want. I want just a good vacuum and shampoo the seats. You know what I mean?
When I vacuum, I feel like I still ain't did it good enough. Like,
yeah. Yep. Every mom needs her car detailed out and just clean. Some people keep theirs clean, but if you got kids, they back there spilling everything they can and hiding suckers and, like she said, crumbs, crackers, crunching it up, throwing it on the ground because they done with it, all types of crap. That's what I want for Mother's Day, but it is May, so y'all be thinking about your moms, girlfriends, wives, baby mamas, all that. Get them something nice, give them the day off, rub their feet, rub their backs, massage that scalp,
cook dinner for them.
Right.
Say, just come home and be like, baby, you ain't gotta do nothing.
And
I got
you know
it.
What? Don't wait till Mother's Day. Give her the weekend, or better yet, give her the week.
Yeah. kids.
Like, give her the week. Right. Take the kids.
If you're an oyster, I guarantee you get you the draws. I guarantee
I mean, they get the draws anyway, but it's going to get you that extra. She's going to put that love on it. Yeah. You ain't going to get that Wednesday night. You're going to get that Friday night. Like, But anyway, thank you all so much for listening. This was episode 2 of the Ladies Night Podcast, and it was Ladies Night for real up in here. Please tune in next week. We will be talking about more interesting stuff involving mothers and kids. And as you can see, it gets really real here. Yep. So this is Lauren Enchanted, Miss Lex, and Nika Neek. We are signing out. Anybody got anything else they want to say?
Try to have a little fun.
Oh.
Summer. Treat yourself. Summer is coming. Let's get ready to turn up, have a good time, and don't let nobody make you feel bad for wanting to have one.
Right. It's okay to still be you, even though you're a mom. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, all right, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you all next week. This is Ladies Night, and we are over and out. Good night.